bacteria are becoming increasingly resistant to the antibiotics that are supposed to combat them. Journalist David Hoffman has looked into this phenomenon, as well as questions of food safety, in three documentaries for the PBS investigative series Frontline. I recently talked to him about his new book on Cold War espionage, The Billion Dollar Spy. Because of the PBS connection to Frontline, I asked Hoffman about those documentaries and the increasing threats to public health.
So we made three films for Frontline that can all be seen online, streaming. And the first two were about the problem of antibiotic resistance. Well, the antibiotics, these miracle drugs of the 1940s and 50s, are becoming less and less effective. The bacteria are adapting. And so when we take antibiotics, sometimes they don't work. And there are some really serious illnesses that can result in which there is no way to treat the patient. So these films looked at some of the problems in human health and in agriculture with the use and abuse of antibiotics. Because the reason this resistance is rising is largely from failures in the way we've used the drugs. We've overused them. We're using enormous amounts of them in agriculture. And our second film, The Trouble with Antibiotics, raises some of those questions and looks at how the mechanism works, that if you're feeding these antibiotics, say, to chickens, it can cause resistance to diseases that can have impacts on human health. The third film was really about a separate issue, about food safety. It is a case study of one particular outbreak, salmonella, in chicken that got more than 600 people sick in California in 2013 and 2014. And we took a look at how could that happen? How could so many people get sick from just buying chicken at the grocery store? Why didn't our government act? And what were the failures in the food system that caused this?
Mm-hmm. So how can these health problems, how can they happen?
Well, we have two problems here, right? In the first case, the problem of antibiotic resistance is a big, complex one that partly comes from overuse and abuse of these miracle drugs. So being good stewards with them, using them sparingly, and using them for just the purposes that they were intended. In other words, not taking antibiotics for every cold when you actually might have a virus, which antibiotics won't help you at all. So being good stewards and using them carefully is part of it. And another part of dealing with this problem is developing new antibiotics. And as we showed in the first film, there's been a real slowdown in the research and development for new antibiotics, and far fewer have been coming to market. And as a result, the clinicians, doctors, researchers say we have far fewer tools to deal with bacterial infections. And bacterial infections can be very severe and cause life-threatening illness. In the second case of food safety, that's not rocket science. I think a lot of people believe, and I certainly do from the research, that we know how to deliver food safely, and we have one of the best food safety systems in the world. But it's a puzzle with such protections, with such a good sense of the science and with systems to monitor outbreaks, how this particular outbreak went on for so long. It went on for more than a year. And this is not just like a church potluck supper where 5 or 10 people got sick. This was a continuing outbreak with a dangerous bacterium in raw chicken that persisted over weeks and months. And people were just stumbling into hospitals. This is very rare and unusual. And one of the reasons is that the federal government did not require the producer of the chicken to recall it. So the chicken kept being sold for weeks and weeks, and people got sick. Mm-hmm. It was a regulatory issue and a public health issue.
Right. So what can we do to stop both of these things?
Well, again, we have two separate issues here. When it comes to antibiotics, I think a couple of things. If you watch those films, the first thing you realize is hand washing is your first line of defense. Every single individual should be cautioned about the importance of hand washing. It can cut way down on the chances that you'll get an infection. Secondly, we shouldn't abuse and overuse antibiotics. Be careful when you take them and what you ask your doctor for, and insist that your doctor also be careful. We need our big pharmaceutical companies to weigh in and devote resources to developing new antibiotics. It's very difficult research. It doesn't often have the return on investment that some other blockbuster drugs might have. So in antibiotics, all those things are important. In the case of food safety, the first line of defense is you're going to buy raw chicken, handle it carefully in the kitchen, because the mistakes are made usually right in the kitchen before you cook it. Always cook your chicken to at least 165. Make sure it's well done. But most of the disease is caused when people splatter the raw chicken. They wash it in the sink, which is a mistake. They put it on the cutting board with the lettuce. They contaminate the knives. And that sloppy handling of raw poultry is the number one reason why people get sick from this.
That was journalist David Hoffman talking about his work with Frontline examining drug-resistant bacteria and Salmonella. Thanks for listening. I'm Amanda Hunnickfort.